I was in no worse shape than before. The stuff my shell was made of might look and feel like porcelain, but it was tough. Grim satisfaction, that. But any satisfaction in a storm. So, step by step, I walked home. Up the street to the base of the hills, then along Los Feliz to the cozy little side street where my family lived. Nobody bothered the broken robot girl marching irritably up the sidewalk. Hardly any cars were on the street, and no pedestrians. Fine by me. As I passed the house next to us, Mom stepped out of the kitchen door and walked up the driveway to meet me. I couldn't help it. I rushed up to give her a hug. To my lack of surprise, I didn't get to. She caught my outstretched hand, still holding my broken arm. Her other hand reached out to lay on top of my head, stroking my hair back to the base of my pigtails. That gesture gave no comfort. Her face and voice set in the audit's carefully crafted blankness. She said, "Of course, the copy would be convincing." I'd expected this, but it still hurt. A lot. My metal heart ached, and my eyes stung from phantom tears I couldn't shed. "You believe her?"
The probability of her superpower being as strong as it is gave me some trouble, until she shunted the kitchen table into hyperspace. Sometimes the million-to-one chance happens.
Glaring at my mother, I shot back. "You know what I mean! You believe that she's me!" Mom crouched down in front of me, balanced on the balls of her feet so that she could meet me more or less eye to eye.
"I believe that my daughter Penelope is inside with her father right now, and I am talking to a robot double that sincerely believes it is the real Penny Ack. Taking this conversation as slowly as possible makes it less painful for both of us. If you are willing to keep your voice down, I will give you a chance to convince me otherwise."
Frowning, eyebrows pulled in tight, I asked suspiciously, "Why keep my voice down?"
"Because Brian hasn't figured it out yet, and this will break his heart when he does."
Was that a hint of tightness in the audit's impenetrable, emotionless mask? A hint of wobble in her voice?
If Mom was hurting this bad, I couldn't shout and do that to Dad. I wanted to. Wanted to drag this out in front of everyone. But I couldn't do it.
What good would it do? Ultimately, Mom was the parent I had to convince. So I looked her in the eye. "She must have told you I've been trying to confess to being Bad Penny for half a year. To make myself confess, I built a robot and copied my mind into it."
Mom nodded. "That is the story she told. What happened today, after the public confrontation? This is your chance to tell me in your own words."
The words came rushing out. It took all my effort not to yell them. "The robot betrayed me. She wanted to be me. I messed up, making her so moral she went crazy. She tried to use the mind transfer machine to switch our bodies, but something went wrong. My body woke up without me in it, and instead she blew me up with a bomb and left me to die, but I'm not going to." Those last few words came out in a snarl, but I managed a quiet snarl. With a nod, her own voice quiet but still detached, my mother said,
"The physical events you described match closely with the story she told us."
That was the last thing I expected to hear. What? She admitted it? Her mouth twitched, and again she took my hand, this time clasping it between both of hers.
"What sounds more likely to you, Penelope? That your empty body betrayed and attacked you after a transfer you don't clearly remember? Or that you made a fresh copy of yourself by accident, and your memories are so clear, you feel so you, that the original seems like a fake?"
I knew that my parents would be more likely to believe the parasite, but I hadn't expected the truth to betray me. Her explanation made so much sense. What if...
No. I was me. The original Penelope Ack.
She admitted that I was the original when she woke up. She blew me up with a bomb. She tried to kill the copy that betrayed me. Look! I would never do that! Leaving Mom holding my broken arm, I pulled out the heavily dented heart of gold.